I have a small problem, which I suspect this gathering might find interesting. I've fallen in love.
He's a wonderful man. I've seen it, but he's a mess.
A trailer from the new film The Railway Man, which opens tomorrow in New York and Los Angeles. It tells the true story of British soldier Eric Lomax, captured by the Japanese during World War II and forced to work on the Thai-Burma Railroad. There was a certain irony to that. He was a railroad buff. He drew a map of the railroad he was helping to build. He also built a radio. And that's when the Japanese tortured him, thinking he was a spy. It was an experience that haunted Eric and almost destroyed his marriage later to his wife, Patty. In the film, Colin Firth plays Eric, Nicole Kidman plays Patty, and we're pleased to have in the studio with us the real-life Patty Lomax. Welcome.
Thank you.
Very much a part of making this film. Andy Patterson is one of the film's producers and screenwriters. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Patty, start with you. We know there was a book that your late husband wrote. Take us to that point where you have met him after the war. It sounds like he was a mess.
Yes, I was a second wife. The mess had contributed to the breakup of his first marriage, partly because he couldn't express what was causing his own pain and problems. But we met in 1980, and eventually we were married for 31 years.
Is it true you met on a train?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
He was a very interesting person.
What made him so interesting? What attracted
him? Well, he obviously was a very well-educated, well-read person. He knew a great deal of the history of the railway line, as it shows in the film. He was able to tell me points of interest as we passed up the line. But he had the most, how can I describe it? His eyes were so deep and compelling, very blue eyes. The rest of him was a little bit unkempt, but he also had that magic something undefinable, but very attractive.
Well, and this was a man who, as a young man, as we said, was sent to fight in the war, captured by the Japanese. They obviously thought, with his map of a railroad and a radio, he had to be a spy or something else, something had to be going on. Was he?
No, not at all. The radio was only a receiver. It was literally to try and get some form of news as to what was going on outside their tiny world to give hope to the other people on the line.
Yeah, these prisoners of war who were building the Thai-Burma Railroad. Andy, as we said, there was a book. It seems made for the screen, you know, this story that takes us back in time. What did you want to get across about Eric Lomax?
When you say it's made for the screen, this was a man who came back unable to talk.
Because no one did at that time. Nobody talked about PTSD.
The term did not yet exist, and so they had no idea that there even was a problem. They just thought they were a mess. And Eric once said to me, "I never expected to be happy again." He was the most compelling character, but we needed to get inside his head and to try and understand this journey from wanting to have revenge, literally wanting to kill this young Japanese interrogator and interpreter, and making a journey, as the film shows, to a very different place.
Let's listen to another scene from the film. Patty, your character is speaking to one of Eric's friends, Finley, who had been with him in the prison camp, I understand, and your character wants to know what happened in that camp. Let's listen.
My husband isn't coping.
War leaves a mark, Mrs. Lomax.
But I don't believe in this code of silence that you have. I really don't. And you may be determined to stay screwed up and suffer for the rest of your life, but I don't want that for Eric, and I can't live like that. He's a wonderful man. I've seen it. I love him, and I want him back.
Well, one of the things that you both do, we mentioned that Eric was seriously tortured in the prison camp. He finds out that the Japanese soldier who was part of questioning him is still alive and working as a guide at the prison camp, which is now something people tour. One day, as you tell us the story in real life, one of your husband's friends hands him a book that Mr. Nagase had written about that time.
When he got the book, he read it, and the closed face that he could have, he retreated into himself, didn't say a word. And a few days later, I read it. And was appalled to see a description of Eric's torture. And towards the end of the book, Mr. Nagase described an experience that he had had when he had visited a war memorial in one of the Allied war cemeteries in Thailand, and he had experienced a feeling of forgiveness. And I'm afraid, although I don't feel angry too often, I was very, very angry at that point, because how could that awful man possibly have been felt forgiven when my poor suffering husband had not yet forgiven him?
Well, you actually write Mr. Nagase a letter, and eventually you and Eric return to the place where he was tortured to meet with him. That's Patty Lomax, the story of her husband's capture by the Japanese during World War II and his eventual reconciliation with that one Japanese soldier is told in the new movie The Railway Man. We're talking to Patty and the film screenwriter Andy Patterson. You're listening to Here and Now. So, Patty, what happened when you and Eric went to Japan?
I was very aware that Eric was not going to meet this person for friendship's sake. Mm. He really intended, right up to the meeting, to kill him. Mm. So it was a very stressful event.
I bet.
But in the event, Eric was not faced by this young, hated figure. He was faced with meeting an old gentleman like himself, who obviously was very, very contrite. And I don't think Eric could really describe it himself, except to say that the hating just drained away.
Did that sense of contentment that he'd rid himself of that pain, did that last?
Oh, yes, it did, because the regret and from Mr. Nagase, the fact that he accepted that terrible things had been done to the soldiers. Eric was able to, I don't know how, to reach deeply within himself, and he had the character to be able to accept the gentleman as he had become and leave the past behind. And they did become very good friends. And actually, when Mr. Nagase died, Eric wrote a eulogy, which was read out at Mr. Nagase's funeral.
Hmm. That's quite something. That's Patty Lomax. Her husband, Eric, who was tortured by the Japanese during World War II, is the subject of the new feature film, The Railway Man. We've also been speaking with Andy Patterson, one of the producers, also one of the co-writers of the screenplay. Patty, Andy, thank you so much for talking to us about The Railway Man.
You're more than welcome. It's our pleasure. Thank you.
And Eric Lomax died shortly after Mr. Nagase did, and before the film was completed, but he did get to spend a day on the set. He told Patty it was one of the greatest of his life.